Welcome to Art As Told By. In this series, we open our platform to artists, giving them the freedom to share their perspective of art as a concept, how it has helped to mold them into the person that they are today, and how society around them is changed as a result. This is Art As Told By Stella Duffy, writer, theatre maker, founder and co-director of Fun Palaces. I caught up with Stella in the busy community space at the Albany in Deptford, London.
Art is a way for human beings to connect. Going way back to people putting their hand on the top of a cave and drawing around it. It's just a way for us to tell each other stories, to connect with each other, and to maybe pass on a little bit of our inside spirit, that bit that doesn't always get to shine out, to share that with each other. I don't think it's any more than that. I mind when people elevate it to more than that. I mind when people talk about art for art's sake. I care about art for our sake. I think we invented art as a way to connect with each other, and it's brilliant for that. It irritates the hell out of me a lot of the time because we live in a culture that separates artists out as if we're special. You know, I got my Equity Card when I was 18. I'm working on my 17th novel. I'm one of the three people co-running Fun Palaces that supports people all over the British Isles to co-create in community. We're all creative human beings, and we are all capable of being immensely creative. But unfortunately, we don't all have Mozart's dad, who made him a scale model violin when he was three, who was Salzburg's best violin teacher. We don't know how many amazing violinists and composers we have because we're not sharing culture and arts with everybody. So much as I love art, and a lot of my work has been in the arts, in theater and in literature, I find it really heartbreaking how elitist we are about the arts, how most people in our modern culture do not perceive themselves to be artists. And yet you ask any three-year-old to draw you a picture or sing you a song or design something, they're all over it. And our culture literally beats it out of us. So yeah, we're all artists. And so art for me is for everybody. Because of the work with Fun Palaces, where we often talk about bringing arts and sciences together, I think a lot of the people I've met from sciences are more creative than anyone else. I think the people who are struggling to make a living and, you know, eking out 50 quid a week are more creative than anyone else ever. I think our culture minister should be somebody living on a disability benefit and making that manage. I think the people that we don't speak about as creative, who are living creative lives, and it's often lives of poverty, it's often lives of difficulty, they're the ones who know how to make the best out of so little. And I've never believed in the austerity lie. I always knew it was just a way to, you know, get us out of a hole made by some bankers. But I do think that, and I'm not saying that poverty is a great thing, God no, but I think that people who understand the difficulties of life, they're the ones who aren't talked about enough, they're the ones who aren't elevated enough. And when we work with Fun Palaces and we meet people, you know, from places that are described as among the most deprived in Britain, I can think of two estates right now that fit in the top five of the most deprived estates in Britain, who do phenomenal stuff as a community. They don't think of themselves as deprived. They might think of themselves as poor, but not as deprived. And that's a difficult word to label people with, because what they've got is they've got the most amazing spirit. Now, give those people some more support, get those people running things, they'd be the best kept secret, because they could teach us all so much. As a novelist who likes being published in the mainstream, you know, I have a blog, I don't care who reads that, it's, I don't know, 900 people signed up to it, which is lovely. But I write my blog because I want to write my blog, and I share it because I want to share it. As a novelist, I want people to read the novel that I've spent 2 years or 4 years or, you know, 18 months working on. That's my last three novels, 2 years, 4 years and 18 months. And if I want them to be read, I want them to be in libraries, I want them to be in bookshops, that means I need to go through a mainstream publisher. That is the standard way of getting published in Britain today. I don't teach writing very often, but when I do, I have I say two things to people. One is, your piece of writing is a beautiful piece of work. You don't want anyone to change it. You never want to change it. That's fantastic. Self-publish it if you want, or put it in your top drawer and know that it's never going to go to anyone else because it maybe doesn't fit the structure in which publishing works at the moment. If you do want it to go to other people, then you do have to edit for market a bit. You can't ever second guess the market, because that's insane, because the market changes so fast. But, you know, if you want to get an agent, if you want to sell it to an editor, you might have to do some of the things they want. And as somebody who's directed theatre, the director's job is to be the audience, to let the actors and the designers know that, that other people are looking at this differently than they are from inside. For me, the editor and the publisher's job is to help me understand what the reader sees, and they're not the same as what the writer sees. So for me, I love that collaborative process. And yeah, it isn't the same as this piece of work I made and I'm never showing anybody. And that's fine too. I think artists have the same role as everybody. I mean, I genuinely don't think that we're more special or less special. I think every human being is special. I think a role artists could have would be to encourage the artist and everyone else. There's not enough money to go around. There never has been. Dostoevsky and Chekhov and Trollope all had full-time jobs. They also had wives. Van Gogh never got paid properly in his lifetime. You know, I really feel sorry for young artists, Nuala, because you're being told that you're not proper artists unless you're paying a mortgage or all your rent with it. It's a lie. It's a lie of the late 20th century. Before that, no artist went around thinking, oh, I know, I'll earn my entire living for my entire career from selling my art. We made art, we did other jobs because we had to, we made art when we could, and sometimes we got lucky. And I think we're probably heading back to that, and that's good and bad. I mean, it's, you know, for the people who made a living from funding and stuff, that's lovely, but it wasn't most of us. There was never a golden age of arts funding in Britain anyway. And look, there's a man walking by, right? Cleaning. Now, I was a house cleaner for rich people to pay to go to university, and well until I was like 25, 26. And I did loads of other stuff while I was doing that, and that supported me to get going in my artistry. And if I had to, I'm still a bloody good house cleaner, I would do it again, because I'm somebody who's driven to make. That's a long-winded way of answering your question, isn't it? But I think artists' role is to share, to communicate, but also to also communicate the possibility that other people could join us in doing this.
Thanks for tuning in. To learn more about Stella's work, you can visit stelladuffy.blog. If you'd like to learn more from Lush and our ever-growing archive, which contains interviews, debates, and stories from a wide range of charities, organisations, and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, available for both Apple and Android.